Springs have seen contamination from fertilizer and sewage, as great quantities of water are being withdrawn every day by bottling companies and agricultural interests. Lawmakers are attempting to change that, with a bill that requires the state and counties to work together on springs protection. Republican Senator David Simmons from Altamont Springs helped draft the bill, which would affect about 35 springs.
What we're really looking at is those that are impaired springs, the ones that we know we've got to do something about now.
Florida has one of the largest concentrations of natural springs on Earth, more than 700 of them. The bill mainly targets what are called first magnitude springs, the ones with the most water flowing from the ground. Attorney David Guest is head of the environmental group Earth Justice Florida.
There's something magical about clear springs that everybody remembers from their childhood, everybody experiences when they see them. And to see the flow disappear and have them turn to green slime is simply heartbreaking.
Funding of about $378 million a year for protection and cleanup would come from documentary stamp revenue in real estate transactions. Governor Rick Scott is recommending another $55 million in his proposed state budget. Guest says that's great, except that Scott has cut funding to the regional water management districts.
There has been a philosophy from the governor that regulation of business is morally wrong. It licenses corporations, big agricultural enterprises, to contaminate waters and not take personal responsibility for what they do.
Water management districts would have to establish minimum flow levels, and Guest says the bill sets limits on how much water can be withdrawn.
Bottling companies have purchased the land around springs and are withdrawing massive quantities of water that are slowing the spring flow. But to be clear, the big withdrawals from the aquifer that are causing our problems are from agriculture and to a lesser extent from cities.
Local governments would have to make springs protection part of their comprehensive plan. The Florida League of Cities was among the groups initially worried about municipalities having to pay for water projects if state funding eventually goes away. But the bill says they won't have to take on cleanup projects if they don't have funding. David Childs with the Florida Chamber of Commerce doesn't like that the bill provides a package of protections for all springs, whether they need it or not.
In some springs, that may make a difference and may be the right thing to do. In others, it may not be. We think that the objective is good. I mean, the objective is to identify and fund good projects that are going to make a difference. And we do have some differences of opinion about how you get there.
Clearwater Republican Senator Jack Latvalis says other business opposition to the bill has been vague.
It's like they got this feeling they don't like it, but they're not real sure what they don't like. And I was just trying to draw that out a little bit on the record of what they don't like.
Opponents have said that protection and cleanup can be handled through existing law if the state will just provide the funding. Senator Simmons says that's not true.
There are two things missing. One is a dedicated funding source, and then secondly, a plan to work together, a methodology to work together so that these programs can all be looked at by a master entity that is able to decide which needs to be done first.
The bill lays out a 5-year timetable to develop management plans for the damaged springs and implement them. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.